the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, the middle of Siman Shem Ches, middle of the Halachas of Mukta, the bottom of page 214, Sifri Ches, says Mechaba, a thorn that's placed in the public domain, Mutl Tadli, a lot of movement, Pachas Pachim Dalar Amas, less than 4 amas at a time. But Carmelis, and rabbinically prohibited areas, we tend them of Kuf Chesim and Aleph, Mutl Tadli, you let him move it straight out, Shem Dechashin, and Shem Yuskim Bairam, because we're concerned that maybe the public might get hurt from it. In the situation of a public damage, the God's Rabban and Shulis, the rabbis did not decree the rabbinic prohibition. It says Mishbur Sivkotin Ayin Hei. Koyt Samunach Bechulu, regarding the stone that's laying in the street. That's the Rivash, the opinion of the Rivash, move it, Mogan Brom, which is brought in Mogan Brom. Oh, yeah, Koyt's God, if the thorn was big. Asal taat the vinyan ala to move it because they would knock a yachal his army men, which they use. It gets very easy for people to be careful of him and not to get harmed from him. It keeps keeping in their lakol. It's readily seen by everyone. Why Mogan Brom shakes Shalom Lokan Mogan Brom that he asks on them, Taste Shabbos Miyash, Taste Shabbos resolves it. Mitzad Lahar is Kamaisa, he's inclined to rule like him, by him, say Beshokan at Sishitim. The Betilta Manatzad, that moving it from this side, Mutagam Bazer, that's permitted also even by such a case by a large thorn. Sivka 9 Vav, Pachas Vahulu, regarding a thorn that's in the street, you're allowed to move it less than Dalaramas at a time. Achay Sakan, let's see the Shazram, until you move it ultimately to the sides of the street. Mokum Shein Dursim Baram, a place where you don't have everybody walking over there. Mashma Mogan Ram, sounds like from Mogan Ram, the Davkim, La Hoya, Akkaits Mundav Shamayav Shabbos, only if the thorn wasn't laying different before Shabbos. Like, because if that's not the case, Shabbos, he should have removed it from before Shabbos. The El Rabbah Chelkel, the El Rabbah disagrees with him, is really holds that fill the Mundav Shamayav Shabbos, even if it's different before Shabbos. Mutz a little bit Shabbos, ultimately, if it's here now, you let him move it on Shabbos. Siv Katan, Ayin Zayin. Siv Ragana Carmelis, you let him move it straight up because we're concerned that people might get harmed. And that is because in the situation of public damage, Rabbanu not Gezer Shvus. Behold, the Israel, this is brought previously in the Sivra Bago, and the Ramadim Yesh Shibir Zchukas Babais. If there's broken piece of glass in the house, Mutl Sakhufan, no, see, let him remove it after Stan Bais, even though in regular house, Ein Motz by Rabbin Kokach, you don't really have a Rabbin, and it's, I thought it's only by a Rabbin that we have this hat. Shamu Rakis and Muktzah, the truth is, there it's only Isra Muktzah. Based on Tilta Dal Ramas Bukamalis, and however, the prohibition of moving something 4 amas in the Carmelis, or even in the street, even less than Dal Ramas, Chamam is more stringent than this. It's Isra Paitsa. Came inside the Prima Gadim, therefore, that's why it has to be only Dafke Zigat the Rab. Sivitas, Sulam Shalaliyah, a ladder of the attic, Shugadal, which is large, Vasla Tich Begagoyan. They use those ladders when they're using to smear tar on their roof. Also, totally that type of ladder, not a move. So, shayvich, but the type of ladder they use for the dovecot to get the birds, mutl and taste them in welcome, welcome. Now you're allowed to tilt it from place to place. But you cannot take it to transport it from one dovecot to another dovecot. Conditionally, ask that shuayz bechel. Simply that, not to do what's called like a ufdin bechel, do the way it does normally the week. To be able lots of. And because if he does do it that way, he might actually come to use it to trap the birds. Sivkat Ayin Ches, a sulam of the Aliyah, Shugadl Bechul, which is big, and it's used to smear the roof. So that you know, of a sulam of Shabbat, but ladders now, Shasun, the Talat, and the Savas that are used to move from one corner to another corner, for whatever utility, you're not going to come to say, is coming to smear his roof. And with the that you let him move, because al yodai, so that you can take out through it is a davim and aliyah something from the attic, or to bring it up to the attic. Finally, come on, some tipko if you chaz b'taz shakasav and the taz that he writes. I feel the masul bugadol, even if the ladder is big, coming in with this also big, also mutter, also permitted because it's not that it's a different type of ladder. Sivkat ayin tes, and this ladder is meant to smear gagloy because shakag. You say in English poem, their roofs were not. Slanting, and there were flat roofs, and they had to smear it with clay so that the water flows downwards. Sivkat and pay, so that it's forbidden to move it. Even if you need it for the place where it is, or you need it for something permitted, that's also that's going to be forbidden. We said that of the dovecot, that you're allowed to move again, but just not from the dovecot, because he might come to use it to trap. Siv Chav, Chadirs, Pidush Anofim, that means branches, Shaldekal of a palm tree, Shekutzatim of a safe, and they were cut for burning. Muktzimim, they're set aside, but Asal Tavim, you're not allowed to move them. Yeshbalim, Ma'atmim, but you're maybe them a little bit from before Shabbos. Then Mutalishabalim, Shabbos, then you're allowed to sit on them on Shabbos. The Koshkin, the Bacham, Lichabalim, for sure, if they were tied to sit on them, or he thought about sending them from before Shabbos, even during the weekday.
Mishpuros have cut and pay aleph. So we spoke about the branches of the palm tree shekatzatzan l'sreifa that was cut for burning. Mashma sounds like the stama le'asiri. If you stama branches, they're not meant for like being used as for burning as fuel. Then they wouldn't be forbidden. Because I'm going to look later on what we wrote. The Itim Shalom, our wood, stoma, imdum lasaka, generally they used for fuel, for burning. Now, Isa Bashas is burning the Gemara. This is Moir Rashish Bereisha, that if you have a branch that has on the top of it a kamimis, like it's bent, kain mazli, like a fork, shalom, let's believe that you can hang your pitcher on it, and to fill up with it. Even though you thought about it from before Shabbos to fill up with it, you would not be able to fill up the pitcher with it on Shabbos. Only if it's tied onto the pitcher from before Shabbos. That might be long. You might come to cut it down to size because it's soft, but it's very easy to cut it, to break it. And then to Isaac Ali, it comes out that you're making a vessel of finishing off an item. Now, if it's harsh, it's hard. Mashma d'shar, it sounds like it would be permitted. Even if you only just designated the branch like this from before Shabbos. Now, if it's connected to the ground, even if it's hard, the lekech hashashamik, the wood is no good, and you might come to break it. If alachi asl shamash, but since still it's forbidden to utilize it, only if it's tied onto a pitcher. Because it's set aside. Because the mechub lekarka, when something is attached to the ground, it doesn't help your thought to remove it from the halacha of mukta. Now, however, the mechuba leisharinon afil b'kshura that when it's connected, we don't permit it, even when it's tied on. It's only if the branch is less than 3 tvachim from close to the ground, because if not, then you have a problem anyways because of utilizing a tree, which has its own isidra bana. So he said that regarding the branches of the tree that are designated, they're cut off for burning purposes. So he said they're mukta and sivkan pei beds, but also talta and they're not allowed to move them. Hainu tilpa mamash, that's literally moving them. Abaleish valim to sit on them. Kshein mezizim come when you're not moving them from their place. But they show for sure that's permitted. Even if you move it through your sitting, mitzad the magram lahalka the magram is inclined to be lenient. The tilpa mamash that's considered moving from the side. In like an indirect way, because as long as you don't move it with your hands, found the he also agrees to this. But he writes to be makom shein tzarich when there's no need. It's appropriate to separate oneself from doing such a thing. Sivkat and pei gimel said, but let's see, he sat on these branches a little bit from before Shabbos. Then sivkat and pei gimel muta b'chulu, then permitted to sit on them on Shabbos. Even though you didn't think about them from before Shabbos, the possession of this that you said on it, Giladaiti, you revealed your intention, Yeshiva Kaima, that it's meant for sitting, and it goes to Mukta, and they removed from it the name of Mukta. Sifkat and Peidal, let it be Leishvalim to sit on them on Shabbos. Hain, that is a full Talmud Kate Leishvalim, meaning even to move them to sit on them. Sifkat and Peihei, and all the more so if Imksharim Bechulu, if you tie them to sit on them, or if you thought about them from before Shabbos, Oyim Chash, if you thought about them, to fit on them from before Shabbos. Ritzlam, what it means to say is, the Bezed, through this, also Maisa, the Mboidim, that he made it, he had, did an action from before Shabbos. Oy Shechisha Bedaitim, he explicitly thought about that he wants to sit on it. But Vadim Bittim Alem Shemukta, that for sure nullifies him with the name of Mukta, and it's permitted. So if a card and paper, a fill of a chayl, even during the weekday. Vel Yerabba, Hevi Bishem Kam, Rishen, Shesvulu, that they hold the Makshub Aloy Mahani, that if the thought does not help, Emkein Chish Valesh Valem Beshabbos. Only you thought that you want to sit on them on Shabbos, not that you thought that you want to sit on them even for a weekday. No, it has to be that you thought that you want to sit on it for Shabbos. Bir alacham, the v'masl kaitz amunach, regarding a thorn that's in the street, you're allowed to move it less than dalad amas. He says, look, magadram, that it brings the name of the ribash. That's specifically a thorn that's not seen. But if it's big, then not. And the same thing is a large stone that you could see, that's visible, you're not allowed to move it. So Magavram is masik on this. He contests this from the halacha of a spit made out of wood. That it's burned tufkuf yud ches that you're allowed to move it. Says Bialach, I don't understand his question. The truth is that the spit that's made pointy on the top, so that you can hang on it the shish kebab, the roasted meat, is also like a thorn. And his second question, Tzitz Shabbos already answers. Look, but then Marcus Mem writes at the end of his words, however, he says it requires further analysis if you can permit by a stone, because you see that they didn't permit only by something that you shouldn't have removed from before Shabbos, because if not, you should be able to remove stones of the Shabbos. Now, Eli Rabbe contests on him, and he writes that when the Gemara sounds like that a thorn that was there already from beforehand, look over there, says the Berlach, however, it appears to my humble understanding clear that Halacha is with the Magen Avraham, but not because of his reasoning. Because it seems that they didn't permit on Shabbos only a thorn because it's very vulnerable to cause damage with its very pointy edge, which is not the case by a regular stone, even a small stone that you don't really see. Even though regarding damages, we say that Avnei Sekinim Masai, a person's stone and his knife and his package is included in the Mazik Abar, there it's different because the Torah is more stringent over there. And you should know that because earthenware shard is also included in the bar, and even regarding tiltal, to move, we don't permit him, Rishon Zram, only because it's fit to, let's say, wipe something with it. Look at the Gemara Shabbos, Daf Kaf Chav Dalma Beis. And this is the Rav Ash writes that a large stone that's visible, you're not allowed to move it. What he means to say is that even if it has pointy edges, that's how it appears to me, says the Bialach. The Mimaskal Sum Shalaliyah Vahulu, that we said that a sum of the attic, which is big, that they used to smear their roofs, you're not allowed to move that. That's the opinion of the Rambam. The Tur Paskin is that you could be leaning on Shabbos. Look at the Beis for his reason. And look at the Agra later on, Simit Tup Kofir Tches, that he's inclined to halacha like the Rashba. That the Chum did not make it forbidden at all, only to take it from place to place, but not just stomp to move it. Look at the Sevel Rabba in this Simit. Some of the deer shoes. Dershu number 98. Even a house where there's many people, like a yeshiva, a shul, misgirls holds, is considered like an area of an individual regarding this halacha, because it's a bias. You know, this heter of Hezekiah the Rabbim, which has to have so many, has to have the Rabbim. On the other hand, Shlomo Zalman holds that a place that you have three people, it's considered already like a makom of a Rabbim regarding this halacha. And he adds on that this is all in a place that's not possible to warn people. For example, let's say in a house that has many people or little children playing there, but in a house that you have, you know, a few individuals, and you can warn them, and they can pay attention on the little children not to get injured, so then it's considered like an area that you don't have a Rabbim and you don't have the Heter. However, regarding a place that there are snakes, which don't usually kill, they just bite, and Shin Tazayin, the Mishnah writes that it's permitted for a person to trap them so that they don't cause damage, even that they don't harm, even when it's not really found anyone else besides him. Shlomo Zalman explains that in such a situation, the snake is considered as a roidif to be mazik, and it's considered like a definite risk of damage. Dish number 99, Yalocha and Simit Shin Yudalf writes that some say that the Issa Tilta Mukta is Mohammed the Issa by Tzohar Carmelis, not like what he's saying over here in the Mishnah Berurah. And even an object that's not Mukta, and this girl holds that you're not allowed to remove it in the Carmelis in the place where there's no Rabban that have found it, that even in such a situation, the Isra tilt on the Karmelis of Sham is more chamer than the Isra of Mukta. So too, if you have, let's say, a window pane that's shattered and the broken pieces are still in the window, Shlomo Zalman holds that if there's a concern about people getting injured and there's no non-Jew that can remove them, it's permitted for the Jew to remove it backhanded, like for example with his foot, even though by removing glass from a window, there's the Isra of Seisr of demolishing. Regarding an object that causes damage that's not natural, but rather spiritual damage, let's say, for example, fingernails that are in the street. The Yashim holds that even whoever it conducts, you know, the heter to move them, should not move it only less than the alarms at a time until he gets to a discreet area and he puts them over there. That even if it's put in our Rosh Hashanah, where moving it is not Issa D'oraisa, according to most Pesukim, you should not permit to move them in the normal way. According to Ms. Grelitz, you should not move with your hands at all, because it was not permitted. It's a mukta only where there's natural damage, not where there's spiritual damage. Regarding a pit that's open in the street, Chubash Levi writes, not to cover, not with a dove mukta, not with a dove heta, because there would be Isra Baina. Like, let's say you have a manhole. But to put an object there that's mukta in a way that it's recognizable to people that there's a pit, like a cone or whatever, so he's inclined that that would be permitted. If there's a big concern that people won't see the pit, and you won't be able to make a hecker, let's say, with something permitted like a cone. According to Ms. Grelitz, it's permitted to cover a bar with a dvar mukta, and even to move the covering of in the carmelis for that purpose when there's no problem of esra b'ayna. Lushman number 100 said, according to Rambam, Minalei removal of Tzara Guv and Mekaimai. The reason for this, the Rambam writes over there that it doesn't have halacha of a Teres Kali. Magid Rambam explains that it's considered like one of the doors of the house. And even though it's not attached to the ground, until David writes, it's still, since it wasn't prepared to move, because all its utility is without moving, so it does not have a halacha of a Kali. That's how Mafsa Shekel explains by this ladder of the Aliyah. Now, to go up on this ladder without moving it, Mishmur writes in Tufkov Yudchesed, that would be permitted. Dish number 101. So the machshava does not help to remove it from the halacha status of mukta, these branches. However, regarding wiping with grass, she writes in Shin Yud Beis that there's no isser of moving them because of mukta, and you just have to be careful not to move them before they're connected because of the isser of toilish, of detaching. So Shlomo explains, and Mr. El said, this that something that's attached to the ground is not a reason to cause it mukta. It's just a branch when it's detached has a halacha like mukta because it's not a kli, and therefore even when it's attached it has the same halacha, which is not the case by grass, because when they're detached they're not like mukta because they're used for animal food, and therefore when they're connected it's not considered as mukta. Someone else has written the Chovas Mechash Lema on the other way, that this that something that's attached to the ground is not a reason that it should not be considered as mukta like the halacha of grass. If there's a reason why it should be considered mukta, that's been also biyashim. Therefore, to press on an electric switch that's connected to the wall when the electricity is not running, turning on or off the switch, Shlomo Zalman writes it's forbidden because of mukta, only if he presses the button backhanded, because since the isser to move the fuse by Ben Hashmashas was not because it was connected to the ground, rather because it was the Malachas isser that's done through pressing of the button, so then its connection does not cause that it should not be considered as mukta, and that's written in Shabbos Yitzchok. And regarding the laundry strings that are connected to the ground, Mr. Krell holds that if they're connected in a way that you can't move them, has a look like mukta, and if they tear, you're not allowed to move them. However, if it's possible to move them, they still function in this way, and they're not mukta. Dish number 102. Other utilities of mukta, for example, let's say putting an object on a laundry machine or inside of it, Shlomo Zalman holds it's permitted, even though you're utilizing mukta, but still you're not moving it. Like we said, you're allowed to sit on it, on mukta. There's some more in the three. With regarding sitting on a mukta bench, Be'al Lacha writes in Sifte Zayin that you have to be careful not to move it when you're sitting on it, even though here he's saying Magram is inclined to be lenient. Chaznish writes that the Mashmas Loshon Rishonim is that it's forbidden to sit on the Dvar Mukta that shakes when you sit on it, and it remains with its Tzarachin. Now, if a person does not intend to sit Davka on that, for example, let's say there's a bed that there's straw on it, and he was laying on it even if there was no straw. So it writes over there that that's permitted because that's considered tilta baguf and moving with your body. Dish number 1-4, an electric kli that's getting ruined, oh, they got ruined. And the children play with it. For example, let's say an old phone that got ruined. So the Yashav holds it's permitted to move it and to play with it because that's what they're already used to. It's not mukta, even if you did not specifically designate it for that purpose. Dish number 1-5. To spread out grass, herbs, they're not fit for Mechel Bema, let's say on the Yomtiv Shavuos, Mishvaretz and Tuf Tzadi Dalad, to be thought about it from before Shabbat to spread it out, then you're allowed to move them. Now, the thought process of a katan, of a minor, Tais Shabbos writes, as I come to the Simon, the Prima Gadim, that's not considered as yichud, as designation, and that would not help to nullify from an object the name of mukta. However, an action of a katan, Tais Shabbos writes, that would be effective, and that would be considered like a designation. Tishu 107, on the words of the Be'al Locha, Shartin asked later on Tuf Kof Yud Ches and what the Rashba writes in other places, that Tiltabamel is Asir, because they might say that he's moving it to fix his roof in Minan Tzarachian. So is the Isra only to me Melchim Makam Lokam, but Tiltabamel would be permitted, or maybe even Tiltabamel would be Asir.